Hello. That's what ended last week for our intro.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Welcome to episode 8 of Nothing on the Radio. If you do hear grunts and moans and crunchy noises coming from the background.
Sorry.
My wife, Megan, has decided to listen to us. I literally said, oh, yeah, no, you can be in here. Just don't make too many noise. And immediately she burped and went, oh, excuse me.
As I was about to press record.
So if you hear any weird noises coming in the background, yeah, it's just lovely Megan. Look, we're going to get straight into it. And as we do usually start off, we've got a poo story. This one's a bit more scientific though.
Yeah, I tried to do some research so to make it a bit more high class this week.
Poo transplants.
Poo transplants, yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Apparently, I thought it was taking the piss, to start with, so to speak.
It was taking the poo.
It is, from one person into another.
Yeah, so it's introducing new beneficial microbes to the receiving patient's digestive system.
That's it.
So, yeah, the poo goes from one person into another.
Mm-hmm.
But I start to wonder, like, is this something that when you sign up to be a donor, mm-hmm. is this something they start to take into account? Like, you're in a car accident. Head gets knocked off and they're like, no, his heart's great, lungs good, liver. Oh, he's got plenty of poo in there as well.
But he had KFC for lunch, so.
It's literally.
You'll be right.
I'd a mate with KFC. He swear to God he'd eat KFC and he said an hour later he'd have KFC lettuce coming out of his bum. What? Oh, he reckons that KFC sweat through.
He'd be a great donor. Sign that guy up.
Actually, talking about poo as well.
Yeah,
Charlie, my son, just learnt the word poo.
I wonder why. He's been listening to our podcast.
No, it wasn't that actually, because in a week, like three times, he pooed in the bath.
Mm-hmm.
And
as you do.
And like they were the biggest poos as well. And I walk in, I went, oh, you've done a poo. And then like by the third time, I'm like, oh, and you walk in, he's going, a poo, a poo. Like that weird midget going, a plane, a plane.
I tried to say the word umbrella to him today and he couldn't pick that up.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's learnt the word a poo. But you were saying that you got framed for doing a poo in your bathtub a couple of years
ago. Well, you know how when you're younger. Fuck you. You know how when you're younger. The older sibling would have a bath first and then you'd have a bath afterwards.
Well, no, because we were three brothers, so we would all share a bath.
That's disturbing.
I know. And I would put a flannel or what non-English, because my mum's from England, we call washers flannels. I don't know why. I would put it in the water. We all would. And then we would suck the water out of the washer.
James used to do that with a sponge.
Yeah, of a bath that three boys were in. Ew. I guarantee we all weed in there as well.
Well, the thing is, I got into the bath and I was having my bath and then there was a poo floating around in the bath. And to about a couple of years ago, everyone in my family thought it was me. Everyone's like, Emily shut the bath. And I was like, no, I didn't.
But
I swear I didn't. And a couple of years ago, my brother James came clean. He was like, yeah, it was me.
But what's ridiculous with that is that you got into the bath with a poo.
Why would I be staying in there?
But why? Oh, bath time. Oh, there's a shit in there. Oh, whatever. Got to get in.
There's bubbles. You don't see these things.
And just jumps into the bath. Excuse me, poop.
It looked like a toy. A
big picnic floating around.
I went to
there.
Pick it up to play with it. No.
Have you shared a bath with any of your new housemates?
Not yet, but there is a new bath. There is a bath in my new house, and I'm so excited because I haven't lived in a house with a bath in like 10 years.
If you want to creep them out. That's okay. What you should do is just if you hear them running a bath, just say, I'll use that water. Let's save some water. I'll use it after you guys.
We're bathing now?
Oh, we're doing a bath and just take your clothes off waiting. Oh, I was talking about that. It's my dad. So three boys, mum would be like bath time and just say we were 9 and 7 and 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd get naked and get ready for the bath.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go walk.
You're from just standing there naked.
Well, pretty much.
Ready?
Well, whatever. But we were like going to walk from our bedroom to the bathroom, and Dad used to intercept us all naked and throw us out the front and lock the door.
It's child abuse.
I know a little bit, and we were like, "Let us back in." With the door locked out the front, and we'd have to run around the back of the house to go in the back door.
That's so good.
Terrified now. And now that's why I insist on running around naked in the streets. I've been charged so many times.
Every night before my bath, I subconsciously lock myself out the front. do a lap of the block.
It's happening again. Okay, so you got the new house. You're living in a new place.
Yep.
Have you checked with the owners if you're allowed to bring blokes home and smash them? Remember that guy I live with? Smasher.
Smasher.
Guys, do you mind if
I think Smasher and I would get along very well.
Do you mind if I just bring blokes home and smash them?
The discussion hasn't come up yet.
It will. And what have you been doing in there? You should do it. Okay. I think you need to put your foot down and show some dominance really early.
The thing is, they have security cameras set up out the front and they can watch everything that happens. So I can't even lie about it.
What you should do is insist they put a security camera in your room.
I've already done that.
I insist. I'd feel better about it.
I've actually locked myself out of my house today.
Oh, and how long have you been there for?
Oh, a week.
Oh, you're the
and they're away in Armidale for the weekend. Oh.
Come back and there's a bunch of windows.
So smashed. I'll be staying here tonight, guys.
Perfect. I'd be so like, especially going, should we let her live here? She's got a dog. Oh, let's give her a shot.
Let's give her a shot.
A weekend, locked herself out, smashing some dude on the front porch. Nah, I've locked myself out. We'll have to sleep on the front porch. What happened? What did you catch a guy doing the other night?
Oh, last night I caught a guy. There was some commotion out the front. So I went out to see what was happening. And there was a guy throwing up outside the front gate and another guy filming him, egging him on.
Yeah.
So I went out there and I was like,
I see.
Kindly fuck off. And the guy was like, oh, do you want me to clean this up?
And I love, you told me this before. And I love that. Do you want me to clean this up? And it's like, how the fuck are you meant to clean up vomit on the sidewalk at 2 a.m?
It was so chunky. Like, he just looked at it and then just started kicking it. I was like, I'm out. Thanks, mate.
Just kicked it down the street.
Yeah, it was.
Mate, do you mind kicking that in front of the next house? Oh, yeah, cheers.
That was pretty much it.
That's Islington, isn't it?
Yes.
Islington used to be the prostitute capital of Newcastle and the Hunter.
There's still prostitutes.
There's a few getting around.
Yeah. I've been, my housemate, we watched some videos the other day of people out the front and I thought you were going to
go somewhere else then. We watched some videos the other day of, I guess you'd call them prostitutes having sex. And that made us think about prostitutes outside.
Then we went outside. No. So I got to see the local prostitute that hangs out on the corner near our house.
Any good?
Oh, she was all right.
I used to work with a bloke, a real weirdo, who used to pick the prostitutes up on his push bike and they'd have to stand on his pegs and they'd have to ride back to his house at Wickham. Fuck. He's a fucker. If he wasn't on Goey or Speed or Ice or Pot, he wasn't there. Yeah. Good bloke.
Fantastic.
Rod. Right, his name was. God. It was the union.
We're dropping names now.
It was the union rep as well.
Oh no!
Yeah, So what I think you should do as well, you want to start off really strong, like just naked in the lounge room.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So there's already in the last week. There's already been an incident where I moved in naked. No, I've already seen one of my housemates in his underwear because we ran into each other. Like,
wait. So wait, I thought it was the couple.
It is a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was in his, like, he got up to go to the toilet and I got up to go to the toilet.
Were they good undies or were they, like, tidy whitey Woolworths undies?
I didn't check him out too much.
I was too busy looking at his dick.
Luckily, his dick was in his undies. which, by the way, Louis, I think you have a story about your dick not being in your undies.
Well, thank you. That I was going to bring up Megan being pregnant in a different way.
Oh.
No, that's not it.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a second. But, so years ago, I must have been like 19 years old. I was living out on my own. And it was early on a weekend and I must have gone out the night before. And I heard a knock on the door. Mm-hmm. And I had morning wood, which if people are – well, guys should know. But if girls don't know, guys get erections in the morning.
Girls know.
Girls get erections in the morning. So you get morning wood. Now, I chucked on a t-shirt, and what you often do when you want to hide your morning wood or whatever, whenever you've got it, is you tuck it up into the waistband of your boxers. So all I had on were boxers, chucked on a t-shirt, tucked the wood up in the band of my boxers, and went to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, She was from the Heart Foundation and we were talking, blah, 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 blah. And she ended it pretty quickly. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I've closed the door and then I realized that I had tucked my penis up in the waistband, but it was sitting in front of my T-shirt. So my dick was just poking out the top of my boxes during the whole conversation with the lady, the charity lady. She wouldn't even take my donation.
And it was a Heart Foundation.
Where do I sign?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but sorry, keep asking. She kept looking at it and licking her lips.
I was going to say, could she like, was she like her eyes like going down there the whole time or was she just like?
Honestly, I was hungover. I was just like, oh, hey, hang on. Oh, no, because I had no money. Yeah. Any money that didn't go towards booze was food and that was about it.
Mm.
And she just sort of got out of there. I'm assuming she saw it. It would have been fairly obvious seeing just the top of the dick sticking out of the pants. But
I'll show you some heart and just like.
Well, what I should have done, if guys focus really carefully and sort of squeeze your taint muscle, your penis moves up and down.
Your what muscle?
Your taint, you know, between your between your balls and your asshole. I'm trying to explain to you what your taint is. You know the muscle between your testicles.
You can't just make muscles up.
No, it's like the muscles that sort of like around your anus and gooch and that. If you sort of squeeze that. If you have an erect penis, it can sort of bob up and down a little bit.
Fantastic.
If you wanted to make it move to music or something like that.
I'm for sure everyone's done that at some stage.
So we will talk about – yeah, so Megan and I are having a baby.
Yay, congratulations.
Our second one. We'll get Megan up here to talk about it later and give her opinion on it.
Her opinion.
Yeah. She didn't know she was pregnant, let me tell her.
You were changing her birth control pills for sugar pills.
Kept chewing on them.
Psych!
I got away with the plain flavoured Tic Tacs, but she picked up when I put the orange ones in. Okay.
She's not amused.
She's just sitting there doing a fake laugh. Judging.
Filing for divorce.
We're going to have a good conversation when Em leaves, aren't we?
The thing is, I'm never leaving. You're stuck with me.
Okay.
I don't know how you guys even got pregnant. I'm here so fucking often.
We're not like you. We're not animals. We know how to keep it down.
You don't keep it in your pants, mate, clearly.
Only for charity workers. Okay, so, oh, this might come up in a new place. So, unless people out there may not know, you're vegetarian.
Well, one of my housemates is vegetarian too.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Is it the guy or the girl?
The girl.
That poor bloke.
Well, she does most of the cooking. He just eats food.
But
when I say we, because she does most of the cooking for us, all of
But
us.
You're vegetarian and you're unfortunately gluten-free as well.
Yes.
And I will say this. Vegetarian's a choice. Gluten-free isn't.
Mm-mm.
But it makes you quite fun to shop for.
Oh, I'm a pain in the ass. And that's why I bought a Thermomix because it now does everything for me.
Yeah.
All my cooking. Because I once set pasta on fire. Like, I'm not a good cook.
You don't need no man. With a Thermomix. Thermon mix. But, okay, talking about vegetarians. Yeah. Now, do you like to get, like, the sausage, like...
Yep. Oh, vegetarian sausage. Okay.
Of course.
Sorry. Got off track there for a moment.
Do you like the vegetarian sausage and bacon and that option?
Not really, no.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping you'd say yes. I was going
to... Oh, sorry. We'll start again. Ask me again.
I just don't think vegetarians. I don't think it makes any sense. Like, no meat for me. I'm a vegetarian. Oh, give me some vegetarian sausages and bacon and chicken. It just doesn't make any sense.
I just don't know why they make it look like a sausage and like.
What should it look like?
I don't know, but it doesn't like the whole sausage thing doesn't appeal to me. I can't say sausage doesn't appeal to me because those words don't sound right coming out of my mouth.
I'm lying. Jesus knows it's I'm lying.
But the whole, because they've made it look like meat, and yeah. I don't want to look like I'm eating. I don't want it to look. I don't.
I thought we were going to have an argument there, but I guess we're on the same page. I feel it's in that same area of what we talked about the other week about vegetarians, about lesbians,
yeah.
Or vegetarians. They only eat vegetables.
Vegetables
aren't allowed to have penis shaped sex objects.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
Same thing.
And which is like the sausage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Imagine being a lesbian vegetarian who didn't.
Oh, really God, what would you eat? Only vagina-shaped vegetables. That's not a lot.
Like a broccolo?
Em's like looking like up. Like a floron. You didn't see Em's face. She's like looking to the skies trying to think of vagina-shaped food.
Like a floron of a block of broccoli, don't you reckon? It looks like a little...
If you haven't shaved, I guess. Well. It looks all like a dick.
What burn the bra, mate. I'm not shaving for...
Broccoli looks like vaginas. No, oh, you're fucked. Here we go, my straight wife. I find if
you think she's straight.
I find if you cut a peach in half, it looks just like a vagina. Fucking weirdo. Straight as an arrow, she
gets. You guys got a peach?
Talking about shopping and whatnot. I was at the shopping centre the other day, and I was looking for something, and I went back to my trolley, and I started pushing it. A lady went, excuse me, and look, I'm not going to lie. I was hoping she was going to be like, are you Lewis Riley?
The Lewis Riley? Oh,
yes. But no, I was actually accidentally pushing her trolley.
From the podcast, Lewis Riley.
So I'm pushing her like, and I got a couple of meters with it, and then she's like, and I look down, and it's like her bag's in there and everything like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, no. And she's like, oh, yeah, no, you can pay for it, I guess. And
do you trolley judge? You see, you like look down at people's trolleys as you walk past. And I'm like, oh. My trolley's so much better than yours.
I think it's so much more interesting.
I'm heaps more superior.
Look what I have got from Aldi.
Look at all my organic goods.
Oh, it's funny you say that, though, because I do sometimes feel when I go up and put my groceries on the conveyor belt, sometimes I think, you know what? The checkout chick is going to be really impressed with my food.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Please feel free to comment.
You know, you're like, bet you'd like to have dinner at my house. You know what I mean?
That's a good way to pick up. You should try it.
With my wife and I, she's pregnant. Dinner at my house? No, but I always feel like, ooh, they're going to be very impressed with my selection of food here. Yeah. It looks very delicious.
Yeah. And you,
but it's not my trolley.
Sometimes I always go, like, I'll just...
excuse me.
I'll feel like... something very specific like nachos and you just go and buy those ingredients and you put them through.
Your trolley would be so shit. It'd be like...
What do you mean?
Oh, you'd be trying to... It'd be nothing but vegetables and tofu. Look at this penis shape. Look at this vagina shape. Broccoli. They're going, what the fuck is she talking about?
If it's a vegetable and it looks like a vagina, I'll take four.
And no, eggplants.
I would love to...
Em always goes up to the counter going...
Well, that's 2 days worth, but what about the rest of the week?
She always goes up to the counter going, is this your biggest eggplant? Even when it's fucking massive.
Do you got any more Voss? Got any more Voss water bottles? But I hate shopping and I would love to just go in and just steal someone's trolley and take it out and just take whatever's in it.
That could be interesting.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a bit of a... Like, first off, you're stealing someone's trolley. Well, you know what?
You haven't paid for it yet. I mean, technically, what's the law?
If you snuck it away, and as long as there wasn't, like, a child in it or a bag in it, and you just went up and paid for it, went, hope for the best.
Yeah.
But, like, if I got your trolley and just full of Vaseline and eggplants, I'd be furious.
When I used to be able to eat gluten, I used to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's and order a Big Mac meal with no meat. And then sometimes I'd get the wrong order and I'd be like, oh, that poor fucker that's got my order. They're just going to get home and be like, what the fuck is this?
Imagine biting into a Big Mac. Nothing but pickles. Yeah. Do you see that on April Fool's, actually?
Yes. Oh, my God. I got tagged in that so many times and I got so excited because
Em's just losing her shit over it. McDonald's.
I thought it was real.
Or someone, not sure if it was McDonald's, they did an April Fool's of a McPickle burger and there was no meat. It was just layer after layer of pickles. Which looks fucking disgusting.
And some cheese and lettuce.
Oh, some cheese and lettuce.
And the Big Mac sauce.
Talking about April Fools, what have you ever had? Did you get any this year or have you ever had some April Fools?
No, I used to April Fool my ex that I wanted to break up.
That's fucking horrible.
I know. This was like when I was like 21, 22.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
I look
fucked.
Back and just go, I'm a horrible person.
Fuck. I was April Fool's pretending I committed suicide. Good gag. Fuck, that's terrible.
That's what it's about, isn't it?
No, I read a really good thing online. An April Fool's, at the end of it, both people should laugh.
Oh.
If you're, it's like punching someone in the head going, April Fool's! It's punching him in the jaw. Oh, fuck, my jaw. Yeah, but it's April Fool's, I got ya.
Just running someone over your car.
April Fool's. It's April Fool's every day for you.
What about you?
Oh, look, I had one years back. I don't know, Megan's here. I don't know if she's ever heard this one. But I had an ex of mine.
She looks worried.
I was on the dance floor. I must have been like, I was like 21. And I was on the dance floor and I got a text cut message. And rug. Oh, yeah, it would have been probably to Genuine's My Pony or something like that.
Remember that time we went to the sex change? You were walking across the floor and you fell over.
Let's clear this up. I think I had cowboy boots on. And
you
I
were wearing the most ridiculous shoes.
And I slipped.
Every time you walked, you just like, oh, it's like you were, no. It's like you were, yeah, ice skating.
They were my R. M. Williams boots with like
you
leather
fell
soles.
Into a table and chairs like a sack of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I smashed myself. But what was most embarrassing, so I slipped, smashed into these tables and chairs, sort of half walking. Fell over like on my knees, and there was a couple there looking at me, and I sort of smiled like, oh, what an idiot, and they just sort of looked at me with pity, which made it heaps worse.
And the security guard pretty much like just helped you, yeah, up. Like, that's how many people weren't in there. We need this business.
Regardless how many tables this bloke breaks. Okay, so now I was cutting a rug at the dance floor for the Newcastle locals. It was at Frostbites. Mm. Which was a club in Newcastle that would serve.
Yeah, how good was Frostbites?
Alcoholic. What are they called?
Slushies.
Alcoholic slushies. But
and they had like all lined up against the, yeah, the all back different wall.
Oh. You can't do it. RSA was out the window because I would go, what's the alcohol content of these? They go, I don't know.
80. 80 drinks a glass. That's what it felt like.
But I, okay, so I got a text from an ex who we might have been broken up, say, a month or two, whatever it might be.
Sorry, did you say how old you were?
21. Right. Thereabouts. And she texted me saying, hey, I've been wanting to say this for a while, but I'm pregnant. And I went, fuck. And I saw the text.
So this was at nighttime. It's after like, 12 o'clock.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say, you went at Frosty's at like 11 a.m. At rug work.
No, I was like, you know, dancing hard at 2 in the morning. And it shocked me. And I showed it to a girl I was living with. And I was like, fuck. And I really didn't want this girl to be pregnant.
Mm.
And then we got outside and I rang her. And she says, April Fool's. And I went, oh, fuck. I guess it was good. She really did get me.
Yeah.
But then I was like,
she's the fool.
Well, but then she started a chain of reaction of events where I rang up another ex-girlfriend from about 6 months
and told her
before.
I was pregnant.
No, I told her I'd gonorrhea. What? And then that she should get a self-checked out. This is at like 2 in the morning. And I was a fucking idiot. Like, and I'm like, hey, I've got gonorrhea. You should probably get yourself checked out at 2 in the morning. And she got pretty upset. I'm like, April Fool's Day. And I felt worse about that the next day. But I also rang up my dad saying, hey, as an April Fool's, hey, I got my ex-girlfriend pregnant. He's going, oh, mate. And then I went, April Fool's. He's like, ah, what? Yeah. And he realized I got him.
Yeah.
When I rung mum, I'm like, oh, mum.
She just starts screaming into the phone, yeah, excitedly.
Yeah, she went, oh, it's okay.
I could imagine that. She's like halfway through knitting a sweater or something. I could imagine. She's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, that was terrifying. Yeah, you shouldn't. The both people at the end should laugh about it, which I guess me telling someone I gave him gonorrhea wasn't all that funny. And you pretending to break up with someone.
Oh, it's horrible.
I had another bloke threw a fart bomb on my bed and it sprayed all over my bed.
Oh,
my
I remember fart bombs.
That was your nickname, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The old fart bomb, hey.
No, but the 1st of April is actually my dog's birthday, by the way. Just fun fact.
April Fools. It's April 2nd.
She turned 8 this week, so I put a party hat on her.
Fun fact. That's not a fun fact.
It is. It doesn't have to be. It's commentary.
Let's move on to something else. So the other night I had a dream that I was married to someone, but it wasn't Megan.
No. I was at the wedding, guys.
No, it was someone else. Now, it was one of those dreams where it felt like life. I was married to this girl, but I don't know who she is in real life. So it's not someone I know.
Someone you know.
No.
Are you just saying that because there's a certain someone in the room?
No, I don't know who it was. But what was funny is that when I woke up, there was almost like a feeling of loss when you're like, oh.
No. Oh, what?
And I told Megan.
Oh, you know about this, Megan. Okay.
I told Megan, I said, oh, yeah, I was married to someone else. I don't know who it was, but I woke up and I was like, oh. No, still married.
When you told me about this, I thought you meant you woke up relieved as in to be like, oh, Megan's still my wife. But it's actually the opposite.
Well, I felt like...
I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
I felt like I lost a wife.
Megan's an asshole.
Megan didn't show me any compassion.
Maybe this is your subconscious saying you want to be one of those... What do they call them with like multiple wives?
Concubine.
Polyamorous.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Polyamorous.
I thought, yeah, oh, multiple wives.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't like having two.
I mean,
women,
don't
two women in the same room.
Don't
with
discard
me.
It so early on. Give it a go first.
Megan and I have been discussing it. We think you've got enough patience and time for the both of us.
Look, if you haven't noticed, I've been slowly moving my things in.
Toothbrush suddenly comes in.
Oh. That's it then. Well,
but it was funny. So I woke up a bit like, oh no, oh, that was really weird. And yeah, Megan wasn't concerned. I was like, I lost a wife. She doesn't realize this.
There's a grieving process.
But I never really thought about it, having several wives. That'd be fucked.
No.
I think it would be. I think that in the back of people's minds, maybe when you're younger, it sounds all right.
Yeah.
But fuck that. Have you ever seen them? I think that. What religion is it? I think it's Mormons.
I was going to say, is it Mormon? No,
I think it is Mormons.
I just remember watching a Louis Theroux special on it once, and it was fucked up.
They never seem that happy. It always seems like
the wives are always like at the start of the documentary. They're like, yeah, and by the end, you can just see they're like, oh, yeah, we get jealous and we get like
and we get sad, but they're so religious they don't know anything about it.
No, they don't have a choice.
I guess the blokes. I don't know. Maybe if I had another house. And they lived there and Megan didn't know about it.
The one I watched, he had all his wives in different houses and he spent like two nights at each house and went around to each one.
I don't think I could afford it. Yeah, I could barely afford Megan. Yeah. She has very expensive tastes. I had to buy those gluten-free pies for her the other day.
How much were they?
$17 for four frozen pies.
Worth it. Good pies though, Megan? They're the best pies. Excellent pies. Maybe we should get sponsorship from...
Ridgy-didge pies.
Yep. Throwing it out there. So you told me about that.
I ran into a pie cost the other day as well.
A what?
A pie cost.
A pie cost?
Yeah.
What's that?
God damn it. You meant to say, what's a pie cost?
What?
And I would have said four for $17.
You need to run these things by. If I run it by you, it doesn't fucking work. Wait, we can record over it. It's fine. So you told me about that dream the other night and then straight away I wrote back saying, oh my God, I had a weird dream last night too.
Oh yeah, but no, I love this. So I'm like, I had a weird dream where I was married to someone else. And Em's like, I had a weird dream where I killed a bunch of babies.
It was one baby.
It's fucking crazy. What was it? You dreamt you found it?
I was walking down the street and there was a baby like half stuck in like a water drain thing.
Fuck.
And it was crying and instinctively. If I was walking down the street and I saw a baby.
Instinctively, I kicked its head in.
Pretty much.
To put it out of its misery.
Instinctively, if I was to see that in the street now, I would probably help the baby out. Probably. But probably. In my dream, I just kind of thought, I'll just like, if I step on it a few times, it'll go further down the drain. And then it didn't go down. And then my stepsister actually came along in the dream and like picked up the baby and looked after it. And I was like, oh, sweet.
I think someone who analyzes dreams would have a fucking field day with you. I find myself
I
killing-
have got plenty more where that came from.
I find myself killing babies a lot in my dreams. And then my father's there. And then he's not there. Fuck.
There's a llama.
Stepsister.
Toothpaste.
Oh, it's really crazy. And I wake up, but I'm really happy.
Sweating, but happy.
So I went to my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
On the weekend in Forbes.
How'd it go? Did you look like a...
Prince.
I was going to say a waste bin.
Well, I thought I looked all right.
A Sulu bin.
Oh, it's funny because I thought I looked all right. And then there was this like 85-year-old lady there who I was speaking to for about 5 minutes. And then she went, has anyone ever told you you look just like Block of Roach? And... If the people out that don't know who Blocker Roach is, he was a rugby league player. He has a head like a brick. He's rough looking. Like he's not just like, oh, like he's an ex rugby league player. He looks rough, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
He's like your typical rugby league looking player.
Rugby league
yeah.
player. We'll put something
no
up
No neck
later.
Having. Like,
oh,
yeah.
No. He looks rough. Yeah. And you know what? As I said to her, Em's taking a photo now so we can do a comparison photo of Blocker Roach. If she had said, you look like a young Blocker Roach, I would have been like, oh, yeah, fair enough. But she's like, no, you look like Blocker Roach. She's like 55, 56 years old. And when I said to her, I said, oh, thanks. And I've never been insulted in that way before. And she's like, oh, no, it's not an insult. He's a really lovely man, really lovely family
but
man.
But she didn't come up to you and say, you know what, you've got a personality like Blocker Roach.
And then I said to her, I said, yeah, but no one's ever said, oh, God, you know who's handsome? Blocker Roach. And then some other
Blocker. You know who's in my top five that I could cheat on of my partner for? Yeah. Blocker Roach. Those words have never been uttered before.
Blocker Roach is 1, 2, and 3.
Do you and Megan have that? Like a, I can cheat on you with these five people sort of thing?
We haven't really talked about it. Megan's like,
let's get a list going,
Megan's
guys.
Megan pulled out a little notebook.
Wait, I've been working on this for a while.
I did read something recently where it's funny where, like, just Megan could choose Brad Pitt, which is like, yeah, that's fine. But I would choose...
like someone local?
Yeah,
like
attainable.
Jenny that works at the local servo or something.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck off. Yes. That'd be heaps funny though. Yeah. Like, let Megan choose someone that's completely unattainable. She's never me.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, yeah, there's this chick that
I work with there.
Yeah,
I
work with. She's single as well. Probably her.
She's been sliding into my DMs lately.
So, yeah, I can sleep with her.
Oh, wait, I've been sliding into hers, so we'll see.
So I'll sleep with her, and then if you get the chance, you can sleep with Brad Pitt.
And then maybe she'll be my wife as well. That was my impression of you, by the way.
So how do I talk?
Yeah. That's exactly how you talk. People are going to think it was actually you talking when I said that. All right. So I'm actually back here with a special guest, Megan, Louie's wife. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you here. And I'm just going to hit you up with a few pretty hard questions about your love child, I guess.
Love child.
Look, I've got to ask. Now, you're a masseuse and you specialize in pregnancy massage. So I really have to know, is this just a ploy of self-promotion?
I'm just going to chime in here. Megan won't say it, but she doesn't like being called a masseuse because that's what the rub and tug people get called.
Is it?
So you've got to call a massage therapist.
You're a massage therapist.
Yeah, that's true.
Who specializes in pregnancy massages. And now you're pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
So was this just a shameless self-promotion?
Mm. It worked out well.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, it wasn't intended, but yeah, it's a great self-promotion. Well, I haven't actually announced it on my Facebook page, but...
And that's where it matters. So you're actually not pregnant yet?
No, not
because until it goes on Facebook.
Didn't happen.
It's not official.
No.
No, that's fine. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how disappointed were you when you found out you were pregnant again with Louie's child?
Oh, look.
Does it go off the scale? Is that it, Megan?
Yeah.
Is that the problem?
No, I was happy. No, we actually did plan to have a second one. We didn't want Charlie to be an only child.
Okay. So are you going to find out what you're having? Like, I know it's a child.
Oh, no. Yeah, we will because Louie... I think I could be either way, but I think it would kill Louie not to know.
You think it could be either way, like a girl or a boy?
No, but I'm actually convinced it's a boy.
That's generally how it works. Why are you convinced it's a boy?
Well, we had the 12-week scan the other day and I had to go back again for some other scans because they couldn't get some measurements the first time. And he was lying on his back and I reckon, like, with his legs up and I could see a little penis.
So you're saying he's...
So you actually quietly said
he's what now, Megan? His little penis? We'll have to turn the volume up for when we... His genitals. They had to go back and actually measure it twice because they couldn't believe how big his dick was. Imagine that.
Oh, God.
So do you get it, like, because you're pregnant, obviously, yeah. And Louie's not.
But no.
Do you get annoyed when people say... Or when you hear, or does Louie say we're pregnant, and you're like, "Fuck off, mate! You're not pregnant. I'm pregnant."
No, I don't. It doesn't bother me at all.
It would bother me.
Would it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't really. I don't. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Like, I suppose we made a baby together. Like, but I do see how other women would be like, "Well, no, I'm the one that's pregnant. I'm going through all the
He looks like Blocker Roach, so people might think he's pregnant. Is that it, Louie?
No. Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, rightio. Have you had any morning sickness?
Yeah, I was pretty sick about week 9, 10, like just nauseous and fatigued and stuff. But so was Louis.
I was going to say, is there any sympathy sickness?
Yeah, I 100% reckon he did. You know, I think it's, what's it called, that syndrome? The Cuvard, I think it's called Cuvard.
Being a dickhead?
Yeah, that probably that.
It's not a syndrome.
But it's an actual thing. And then like your partner's like, get this sympathy syndrome where they get all the symptoms.
Were you actually like vomiting and stuff as well? Or?
Yeah, but I had gastro. I have no sympathy.
Oh my God.
I don't believe you. Because then it stopped soon as I stopped having the symptoms. So.
Really?
Yeah. He'll deny it.
Yeah, so I was sick at the same time Megan was sick. But as I said to Megan, but it's very strange.
Did you have a doctor's certificate for this?
I said it's very strange because I didn't care that you were sick, so I don't know why. I don't know why I'd be having sympathy sickness.
It's just sickness, yeah. Do you ever have so you've obviously been pregnant before. So did you have people like touching your tummy when you were?
Oh, yeah. And people, like, I don't mind like people that I'm friends with. That's fine. I had it at a wedding.
Noted.
I had it at a wedding once. Like, someone that I didn't really know that well, and they'll drunkenly come up to me and was like, oh, hey, can I touch your belly? But like, they just drove straight ahead and did it and was like, can't wait to meet you, baby. Yeah. Like, it was really creepy.
Do you remember the time that we went to a wedding together and then a few days later I had to ring you because you were pregnant at the time and then I had to be like, hey, guess what? Got the shingles.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go get yourself checked out. I'll try not to do that this time, I promise. Yeah,
that'd be good. You can try and do that.
That was, yep.
Is it? Oh, we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, really professional. Thanks, Megan, for coming
you saw
on.
You saw me press the button.
I saw you click a button. As soon as Megan got off, we thanked her and Em's like, oh, I forgot to ask you how big Louis's dick is. And Megan's like, oh, yeah, with a penis. She didn't say a reduction surgery.
Penis. What would you say? The penis what?
Says, oh, Louis and his penis enlargement surgery. And it's like, whoa, there's a big difference between a penis enlargement surgery and a penis reduction surgery.
You're obviously listening to the podcast here, Megan.
She's just listening to what the doctor says.
I was like, yeah, the real truth comes out. It was actually enlargement because it was so minuscule.
Fuck. What I want to talk about as well. So a couple of weeks back, I parked my car and we've all been in shopping centres and parking lots and you've seen someone park really shitty. You haven't seen them physically do it, but once you see their car, you're like, fuck, I wish I could talk to this
person.
And
if you haven't, I have bad news for you.
What?
It's you.
I never seen anyone park badly. You're all over the lines.
Everyone parks fine.
I saw this a car parked really poorly and I'm like, fuck, I wish I could tell this person how badly they parked. And then as I'm still walking past their car and this person comes towards me, this lady, and gets in that car. And guess what I said?
Nothing.
Fucking nothing. I had all, like, as I pulled in, I'm like, fuck, I wish I'd be like, do you park like this every day? Do you know how inconsiderate this is? I couldn't park next to you. No one else can park next to you.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
You should draft a letter and just have like several copies in your car to put on the windows of those people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say so that I can read it out from the letter. To whom it may concern.
Palm cards.
To whom it may concern.
Thank you for joining me this afternoon.
You are
in this Kmart car park.
You are a shit parker and you should not do this. Yeah, so it's just one of those things that made me start thinking about how you have these sort of fake arguments in your head.
Mm.
And I know everyone out there is going, oh, yeah, like something will happen.
Yeah,
and
I do it all the time in the shower because it's my place of contemplation.
Oh, you got these new housemates. They're like, why has Em been in the shower for 3 hours?
And yelling like, oh. At herself.
Yelling, laughing, crying.
All the emotions.
So many emotions.
Yeah. But I just back to the other thing. I'm an excellent parker. So,
are you though?
Yeah, no. My dad made sure I knew how to. It's one of my things I pride myself on. Can reverse park.
Shit human, good parker.
Yeah.
You should get a sticker like that on the back of your car. I'm a shit human, but I'm between the lines. Parking. Yeah,
thanks for that.
What I want to talk about as well, yeah. Lego. So, there's a new show coming on TV
yeah,
and
I've
it's
seen that.
All about like Lego design and building and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the producer's aware though just how many people are going to turn homosexual by playing with all that Lego.
You reckon?
Well, that was what my stepdad was worried about when we played with Lego growing up.
Yeah.
It seems like you don't remember episodes that we do. I bring up something from like an episode before and you're like, what the hell is he talking about? I'm like, Em, we fucking talked about this last week.
Do you know
week.
How many episodes we've been drunk during? This is, we're literally both sitting here with a glass of water today. It feels so unusual. I feel like a fish out of water,
em
so walk, to speak.
Em walked in and she looked after our house a couple of weeks ago for, oh no, just a week and gone.
Yeah.
While we were at a wedding, and I said, oh, I should have got you something as a thank you, a bottle of gin or something like that. And she went, oh no, I've got to stop drinking. Like, really sadly. And it's like, oh yeah, right.
But you know, I've had, like, I've drank the last two nights and I was planning on drinking again tonight. Like, I've got issues and I really need to sort. And if you encourage them.
Did you go through my underpants drawer when you were here?
Of course I did. I slept in it.
Like a newborn kitten.
Yes.
But so, okay, there's this Lego show coming on, right? And as I said, according to my stepdad, a lot of them could turn gay by playing with that Lego.
Yeah.
Especially at the ages. They look pretty old.
Hmm.
But I did show you something that a listener sent in a couple of weeks ago. Gavin Stranks. Thanks, Gavin.
I can't unsee that.
It was Lego porn.
Thanks, mate.
So it's like Lego characters, and it seems to start off just like sort of like a sexy vibe, and they're just, it's normal Lego. But then they like make
it
look
would
like,
we say it's a sexy vibe?
A sexy,
I don't think
Lego.
Anything about that Lego clip was sexy.
But it was like, then they just put on little clay dicks on them and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought they're going to, like, why would it turn into clay dick? Like, why did it?
Oh, you know why? Because you can't get fucking Lego dicks, you creep.
I
thought you could buy Lego dicks.
The whole thing was made up.
M's, what? Can't you get a Lego dick for the Lego man? What the fuck, mate? Maybe aftermarket.
Get it. Get it.
Hey, are you sick of your Lego dildo. Man? Are you sick of your Lego man not having dicks?
I am. Sick of my men not having Lego dicks.
Talking about dicks. I know, we talk about dicks a lot.
Yeah.
But furries.
Oh, yeah, these sickos.
Now, furries is a fairly new phenomenon because, I mean, they may have been around before, but I think the internet has really sort of spiked the numbers, which is people dressing up pretty much as animals.
Mm-hmm.
Some could be just like a little set of ears and a tail.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them like full fur suits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they like have holes for their dicks and vagina so they can fuck each other.
Yeah.
Now, that imagine... The problem is you go to one of these fur conventions.
What if the problem is you go to these. What?
I'm not talking about me going. Yeah. But imagine if you go to one of these fur conventions and you have sex with a nice little fox or whatever the hell they are and that you're related to it because you didn't know because they're in a suit.
That's fucked. You've thought way too much about this. You've thought into the problems that could arise when you go to these conventions.
Oh, I just.
The thing is you don't have a sister or anything.
Or it could be a brother. That'd be worse. Oh, imagine that.
Oh, God, stop.
Imagine thinking, okay, this would be possibly the worst thing to ever happen to me. Thinking you're having sex with a woman, but no, it's a bloke and it's your brother. Fuck.
But how does that even happen?
Well, okay, so you're having sex with a furry. All you can see is a hole. You put your penis into it. You know, the glory hole situation.
Yeah,
you're just hoping
yeah.
for the best on the other side.
Yeah.
If they're dressed up like a female furry, you might be like, ooh, it's obviously a female,
mm-hmm.
but you're putting your penis straight into a guy's bum.
Yeah.
You're not sure, so you just go at it, and then you both take your heads off, and you're like, fuck, not only is it not a lady, it's a bloke, but it's your brother.
I'd probably know which one of your brothers it would be too.
That could be a Twilight. That could be a Twilight episode.
Oh, God.
Turns out I was fucking my brother all along. Oh, that's wrong.
Don't ever say those words again.
They're both listening to this going, fuck. Goes on to that video, the bestiality video.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, thanks for that.
No worries. It's one
I, got,
of my
I got that when I was very drunk and I don't want to watch it when I'm sober.
Just Google couple have sex with horse. There's this couple. It's a video from
Yeah, I don't think we should
back.
Be sharing that on our page.
No. Oh, no, we probably could. It's pretty interesting. And it's where a couple, they're both into
Megan's shaking her head. She watched it earlier today.
Megan watched it earlier and she was sweating bullets.
She was so like, excited about the thing.
And she was breathing really deeply and then going, But yeah, so what it is, it's like a couple and they're dating, but they both like to have sex with horses. But
how do you find that? How do you find that other? Like, they say there's no such thing as soulmates, but that just proves there is.
I guess you just got to throw it out there. Oh, I don't know. Do you just be like on your Tinder profile?
Do you like fucking horses?
But what was weird? So, but
I enjoy four-wheel driving, fishing, camping, surfing, horse fucking.
Lego.
Just the usual. So, yeah.
Creating Lego penises. No, so, but what was weird? So, they both wanted to be fucked by the horse. So, it wasn't like the bloke was fucking the horse. He was letting the horse fuck it. Both of them were like that. And they were joking like, oh, I knew he'd be with the horse because he'd come back with bite marks all over his back because the horse would bite him as it was fucking him. Em's like shaking her head but smiling and like, oh.
I'm just.
How do you get into this?
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, it's just, look, it's, I get each to their own, but there probably comes a level where you shouldn't have sex with a horse.
It's, it's animal cruelty. Yeah, we just said that at the same time. It's animal abuse.
Meg in the background is going, animal abuse, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But, yes, I'm not saying it's right. Screw this up.
Corner feels like you're defending the horse
I would prefer to know that the horse.
Oh, I think you're going to say, I prefer to have sex with a horse than with.
A goat. Again.
Didn't you do that already?
Oh, so you remember me having sex with a goat. You don't remember any other story to talk about. I just say this. I prefer to know that the horse is doing the fucking rather than getting fucked.
Yeah.
Do you understand that idea?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that's heaps better.
No, yeah, no, you're right. It's righteous.
I think there was a story.
You're fucking
idiot. There was a story a few years back of someone in West Wallsend on the edge of Newcastle getting done for bestiality for having sex with a horse, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I tried to look it up. My search history would be an absolute mess.
Do you have two phones? People think you're a drug dealer. It's just horse sex.
Got a burner phone. So, something that was brought up to me from a very reliable source, mm-hmm. Can't give it away.
I hear you have some very reliable sources.
Very, very. Was a Thai massage place.
Mm-hmm.
A lady went in for a massage,
mm-hmm.
and they said, do you want a special massage?
Mm.
So, happy ending, but for a lady.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a few reasons why this is interesting. Now, blokes, I think when it comes to orgasming, it's very mechanical.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon they could send a robot into me, mm-hmm. and just physically pump me with like a V8 engine and I'd just come.
I know plenty of guys that would just get off overhearing a V8 engine, just talking about that.
So that's, but for a guy, so that's what I mean. I don't think they have to be that turned on, but if something physically starts jerking them off, it's just like, fuck, whatever.
What would she do? Like whisper in her ear, like, I'm going to cook you dinner later. Like,
but in her Thai accent.
You'd have to, yeah.
Oh, Thai.
Oh, Thai. Pad Thai. Oh. Yeah.
I'm going to pad your Thai, baby.
Wow. I need to know where this place is. It's sounding really good.
Gonna do a live recording there.
Yeah.
Oh. My God. I think it is.
Okay.
Like an opera singer.
Okay.
But it raises more questions because, look, there was another comedian who did a part on this, how if he had 10 minutes and a gun to his head and he had to make someone orgasm, he'd choose a bloke.
Because,
as we said, blokes mechanically just go for it. But every woman is like slightly different.
Mm.
And I think with women as well, you could be on a good roll and then you might say or do something that's slightly incorrect,
yep.
and you're
just,
fucked.
You just hear a noise in another room and bam, it's gone.
Noise in another
Megan's
room.
Megan's nodding. Thank you.
A noise in another room.
Yes. What's
that? Is that the dog?
I'm very concerned about the dog.
Did we? Is that the washing machine?
Yes.
It's funny we say that.
Did we take the vegetables out of the oven yet? Fuck.
It's funny you say that. Megan and I came home the other day and the dryer had been on for like 9 hours.
I didn't even know they could be on for that
long.
No,
there was some sort of mistake. Everything was
How is everyone up. In this neighborhood not dead right now from some kind of giant fire?
It was pretty handy though because Charlie needed some new underpants and I had some in the dryer. No, so it was lucky.
Oh, no.
Okay, but just sort of getting back onto the whole happy ending for ladies.
Yeah.
So do you think a Thai lady that doesn't know you would be able to get the job done for you?
Look, they're very good at massage.
Yeah, I know.
Very good.
but are they very good at pulling your heartstrings?
I'm willing to find out.
Oh, see, this is... Imagine going, would you like special massage and going, oh.
Well, actually, last time...
I'll give it a go.
Last time I went to get a massage at one of those places, it was a long time ago, but she actually said, do you want, like, I need to do something different because you're very tight in your back. But she actually walked on my back, so I didn't quite get offered the same.
She walked on my face.
I was like, oh, fuck yeah. With her vagina.
She walked on my vagina with her fingers.
With her face.
Yuck. But it's anyway, just like...
But I didn't get off. I was like, I was thinking, oh, great, I'm going to... No, I didn't think that. No, she ended up just walking, like doing the walk on the back.
Moonwalking on your back?
Yes.
Stepping right on your bum hole.
Megan, do you offer that service?
No, I do not. I feel like I would crush my clients.
Oh, okay. So glad that Megan answered like that. I thought Em was flat out asking Megan if she,
if she offers the women, for women
a happy ending. Oh, and I'm sitting there going...
No, Megan and I both knew what... You knew I was just talking about the walking on the back.
I'm sitting there looking like, you can't, she won't. Oh, walking on the back.
I know, my insurance doesn't cover vagina juices.
Oh, every week this happens... I'll be like teetering on the edge of something. I'll be teetering on the edge of what's considered like creepy, not creepy, a bit of, and then you'll be like, vagina juices insurance.
You talked about people having sex with a horse and I can't say vagina juices. It, does your toxic masculinity really feel so intimidated by me saying that, Louis?
Toxic femininity, vaginal juices insurance. Look,
it's
a
thing, look up.
I think we're actually done there for the episode. I need to go have a shower. And not one of those, ooh, I need a shower.
I think we all need to have a bath together, guys.
And
we can debrief about what's happened.
Suck the water out of a flannel. That's what they call Em. Hear about Em? She could suck the water out of a flannel. No, let's...
prove it.
Let's end it there.
Let's wrap it up.
Thanks again for listening in, guys.
We have kind of been working on something. Well, you have, to set something up where people can call in.
Yeah, as much as you think this is an operation where we both look after things, Em just sits there spewing out vaginal discharge out of her mouth.
And I'm either drunk or hungover 90% of my life.
And I tend to handle the tech stuff. But we have now set up something so we can talk to people and record it.
Mm-hmm.
So using Facebook Messenger. So if there's anyone out there who wants to have a chat to us, just add myself or Em on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we can have a quick chat. And if you've got a good story, you can tell it live. We can use pseudonyms if you don't want to use a real name,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you want to talk about the sort of stuff that Em talks about. And you don't want your parents to hear, where Em obviously doesn't care. But
there's no way my parents listen to this.
No, thanks again. Once again, if you want to talk to us, contact us. We can have a quick chat, good story, whatever it might be.
Yep.
And, otherwise, hang about for next week's episode, hopefully.
Shout out to my mate Phil, Fallopian Tubes as well. Philbo Pagans, as he's also known. For tuning in every week, he sent me a message the other day. It was good to have some feedback.
Look, I don't agree. Em did not tell me she was going to do shout outs because...
Mate, you do it all the time.
No, I don't think I do.
You do.
Shout out to... I can't think of...
You don't have anyone to shout out to. Shout out to the lady who you thought she knew who you was in the shopping centre.
Shut up. Let's end this. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.